One quarter of Abaco's analysts use the extended Similia portfolio. At the 2015 Similia Community Conference, Dassault Systèmes announced that 25% of Abaco's users are expanding their simulation capabilities with other tools in the Similia portfolio. It therefore appears that the multiphysics, multiscale Similia dream is working. This dream saw more expansion with the announcement of two partnerships. The first with the company Computer Simulation Technology, CST, for their electromagnetic simulation suite, and the second with Bruhl and Pure BK for noise, vibration and harshness, NVH. Both of these partnerships, CST and BK, have aligned with our technology strategy and vision that started 10 years ago when Dassault Systèmes acquired Abaco's with multiphysics and multiscale, said Sumant Kumar, Vice President of Similia Growth at Dassault Systèmes. Currently, the Similia portfolio, which has synchronized to a December 2015 release cycle, is focusing on Abaco's for CFE and CFD analysis. Read more here. EyeSight to string CAE tools together into automate workflows. FaceSafe for fatigue analysis. Tosca for optimization. Similia is looking to improve the compatibility of the portfolio with an application-independent 3D experience template and by consolidating parts of Tosca and FaceSafe. The aforementioned template will be able to create repeatable workflows without the need of additional programming. With the expanded power of these simulation tools, it isn't hard to see why the extended Similia platform is growing in popularity. This popularity will likely grow as Similia follows the trend to fill in the simulation gaps with acquisitions and partnerships. One can only wonder what acquisition Dassault Systèmes and Similia are eyeing next. Electromagnetics and NVH comes to Similia. These two partnerships will be able to fill in our multiphysics portfolio, explained Kumar. BK has capabilities of NVH. This is not just relevant to automotive and transportation. It is also moving to industries from aerospace, industrial equipment, and energy. The technology from BK provides the capability to post-process and view NVH results. Additionally, it is able to match test data to simulation data. Kumar pointed out that this aligned nicely to Dassault Systèmes Virtual Plus Real, B plus R, capabilities on 3D experience. As for CST, Kumar explains that the technology fills a need of the user community for electromagnetic simulations. This includes low frequency, like induction heating, and high frequency capabilities like antennae. CST works by solving the Maxwell equations for 3D structures. Frank Deming-Jansen, principal engineer at CST, explained that this is done over a huge frequency domain from static to optical frequencies. As Similia didn't have that many M capabilities yet, we have made this strategic alliance to give users the opportunity of a seamless integrated workflow for M simulation and mechanical simulations like inductive heating or mechanical deformation of radar dishes. Deming-Jansen explains that this multiphysics link can be done as a complete coupled cycle, like when the electromagnetics properties change with temperature, or as a single direction link where you solve first in CST and then export the data into Abaco's. Kumar confirmed the strategy of the recent partnerships. He said the first step for both partnerships is co-simulation capability within the products available today. We will ask the user community over the next few months to use the BK and CST technology with the existing products we have. Our long-term strategic goal is to have these two partnered products as rich application on top of the 3D experience. Similia 2016 3D experience, Tosca, FaceSafe, and EyeSight. Another interesting improvement comes from Dassault Systèmes integrating the CAE platform, 3D experience. The platform allows users to connect CAE tools together and create a template to create a cross-discipline workflow without the need of additional programming or data management. Kumar said, the capability of templates isn't unique to 3D experience. We had these capabilities in Katya and a similar capability within Abaco's. Many users use Python scripts to make something similar. The unique thing about it is someone that needs to create templates on the 3D experience doesn't need to know any kind of programming. The 3D experience understands the methods and is able to capture the process. Users of the template can then tweak parameters and publish new simulations across the organization. Even outside of the 3D experience, Similia is looking to combine functionalities between their individual tools. Kumar explained, we are combining Tosca capabilities with FaceSafe capabilities. So it's not about individual capabilities anymore. When we say part of the portfolio, it is not just a marketing message. It truly is a technology message where we are combining technologies. As for the growing adoption of the extended Similia portfolio, Dassault Systèmes hopes that expanded packaging will simplify licensing. It is the hope that by making access to these tools simpler, even off the 3D experience, more users will start to experiment with the software. If you are feeling more adventurous, Similia is looking for beta testers for the 2016 release. Contact your providers or visit www.3ds.com/slc. Look below for a more complete list of improvements for the Simulia 2016 portfolio. For Abaqus, follow this link. EyeSight Component Updates. SolidWorks AI. SolidWorks 2013-2015. Katya R23-R25. Dimula 2013-2015. Excel/Word Documentation. Tosca Updates. Optimize multiple Abaqus/CAE models. Support path-dependent multiple loading of models. Multiple nonlinear path-dependent loading. Size optimization of circular beams. Populate load definition matrix with calculated PSDs and CSDs for vibration fatigue. New wizard for loading descriptions that are independent of FEA. Verity algorithm, fatigue analysis of welds under shear loads,